Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Prepare the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, welcome tonight. I am your host. It is Sunday night. I'm Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia, and we are here to just be a part of what God is doing here with Prophetic Grace Network. We are here to prepare the way of the Lord. And we're in a season where we can actually see the preparation is already in full force, and we are a part of what God is doing in this earth today. So just be thankful tonight, people, that God has chosen you. Yes, you. He's chosen you to be a part of what he's about to do and what he's doing in our earth. And we just know that God is in control. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it appears to be, whether it be concerning our nation, this world, or your life personally. You are under the hand of God. His hand is on you. He is watching over you if you are connected with him by the blood of the Lamb. As we've come out of, you know, the celebration of Resurrection Sunday and into Passover. So we thank God that he's allowed us to be a part of what he's doing tonight here with Prophetic Grace Network. And I hope everyone is well. Let me just pray. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity once again to be here and release things into the airwaves tonight that will bring honor and glory to you and will exalt you and cause you to be lifted up, and that we will be preparers of the way of the Lord, that you've chosen us for such a time as this, and that we can look to the heavenlies and we can see that there are signs in the heavenlies, there's wonders in the land that will prove that our God is real and that he's coming back for his bride. So, Lord, I thank you that you are with us tonight. I thank you that you are in the midst of this. We invite you to come and be a part of what is happening here tonight. I have nothing to offer except for I want to be just a willing vessel for you to use and operate through, and that people will be touched, lives will be changed in some way or form because you are God. You showed up. You are here in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you for Prophetic Grace Network. We thank you for Prophet Randy, who has launched this thing out and has invited those to be a part of what God has placed in his hand. And God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. And as I was saying that, I don't watch a whole lot of TV, as you all have probably heard me say many times. But last night I just kind of wanted to just relax and just sit back and watch a movie. So I had popcorn in a movie last night, and the movie I chose to watch on Netflix was Moses. Now, I hadn't really heard anything about it, I don't think. And I'm telling you guys, I was really, really pleased with the way that movie was done. I mean, it was more like in a documentary style, so that things that were occurring in the movie, they had scripture to back it up. They were talking about things that, you know, in reference to the Word of God. They had people there done research on different things and aspects of what had taken place with Moses during that exodus of the children of Israel. And I'm telling you, I think it was three parts. And I sat there and I watched all three parts. I think, I don't know what time I started, but I didn't finish until like 1 a.m. And I was just kind of glued to the TV because it just really, it was almost like the whole thing just came alive to me. Of course, you know, we read the Word. I listen to the Word a lot. You know, I'll be in the kitchen and I'll just turn on the Word and I'll just read it. And then I'll go back and I'll kind of like listen to what was said and kind of mull it over in my mind. Like, you know, I pondered on these things. You know, even like Mary said, she did when the word came about her bringing forth our Lord. And I just like to ponder over things. And so that's what I do a lot when I play the scriptures, like ponder things. I go back and listen to it again. And so last night it was like when I was listening and watching this particular movie on Moses last night, and it, like I said, it was more of a documentary style, and scripture was there. People were who'd done research and, you know, talked about different things with artifacts. It was just so amazing. So it was almost like, man, I just really appreciate Moses
I don't know, all of a sudden Moses took on a whole new, you know, in my mind, you know, it's like, wow, you know, he really, of course we know he went through a lot with people complaining and, you know, but it was just, when you think about history, the Bible is history, and you think about the things that people went through so that the things that God had planned for the people, the future church, the Gentiles, those who were not a part of Israel, had he, you know, he grafted us in. And so it was just so awesome to me just to watch that last night. So if you have Netflix, it is on there. Like I said, I didn't even know it was on there. I just happened to turn it on, and the first thing that came up was that. And I guess they really kind of like whatever you watch before, they try to gear it to your interest. And so, man, I just thoroughly enjoyed it. I had me a big old bag of popcorn, and I got me, I don't normally drink a lot of soda, but I had gone to and gotten a, probably wasn't good for me, Coke Zero, and I sat there, and I had my popcorn and a movie, and I thoroughly enjoyed that movie last night. So that was the highlight of my, pretty much of my weekend, except for shopping for plants with my son yesterday earlier, and came back and stuck those in pots, and, you know, it was just a beautiful day outside. So anyway, just thinking about the word and, you know, how we have been handpicked for this time of the seasons, you know, these days that we're in. And, of course, you know about all of the things that, you know, have been going on lately in our nation and in the world. And, you know, I want you all, if you'd like, please make some comments about this, because, I mean, I find it so interesting that, you know, I was reading Joel chapter 2, and it looks like I'm going to be cut off in an hour because it just said I have 90 seconds. So anyway, I need to see if you're with me. Let me just, if I can, I don't know how to, I don't think I can go in here and change it. Let me just see if I can get a message to Prophet Randy. 1 second, guys. Bear with me. I'm just sending him a message because it says it's going to sign off in like 90 seconds. But it'll usually give us a little bit of time, but I don't know how much time, and I don't know how to go in there. So we'll. But anyway, we'll and see if we can get some stuff taken care of, some business taken care of, as quickly as we can in case the show does turn off. It looks like it's already turned off, but I still see you all on here. All right, but anyway, as I was thinking about the Word of God this weekend, and I was reading over Joel chapter 2, and let me just read this briefly to you. Bear with me. Let me bring it up. All right, so let's just start at chapter 2, I'll start at 22. Joel 2:22. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pasture of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent
among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord. Your God has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. And, of course, this is when Israel was facing an attack or hostility from others that were there who were pursuing after them to destroy them. And this was the word that came forth for them. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Hallelujah. And Joel 2:30 says, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire, pillars of smoke, and the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. They shall be delivered, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be delivered, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. So kind of gravitated to the word that, of course, you know, we're on the eve of the eclipse. And, you know, there's just been so many things going on around us in the world lately that are really, you know, to me, signs in the world, signs in the heavens, signs to let us know that we have been set in place here to witness the moving of God in these last days. And I'm really excited to be a part of it. And so yesterday I was writing, you know, I just want you all to just have a night where we can talk and I'll be praying with you. Hopefully we will be on a while longer. It looks like the system has already said it's going to sign me off. So if it drops, guys, you'll know what's going on. So anyway, I was driving yesterday and I had seen different things on social media about how people were seeing different things in the heavenlies. Like, it's like they're doing something, you know, in the heavenlies. And I happened to be driving about 40 minutes away from my home to another area to go to a farm. And I just saw this in the sky. It looks like someone, I mean, you could see like there were rockets, you know, when airplanes in the sky, and you can see the trail of where they were. So there's this like zigzag all across the sky, and then there were colors in the sky, like pinks and blues, deeper hued blues, even like a tawnish, like a maybe even a yellowish gold or something. I was like, wow, that's very interesting. And I don't live far from a nuclear plant either, so I was thinking, are they doing something over at the nuclear plant? You know, because I had to pass the nuclear plant to go where I was going. And out that way, that's where, you know, I saw these different colors. And I was thinking, Lord, you know, what is going on? Because I've seen different things, you know, on social media about people seeing unusual colors and smokes and stuff in the sky. And I was just wanted to let you all know that I saw that. And if you saw something like that, let me know, because I'm just really interested in finding out about stuff like that. But anyway, so then I was, I happened to go on, you know, something, and I saw that, of course, you know, the Statue of Liberty was actually struck by lightning, I think maybe a day or two ago. And the interesting thing about that to me is that it hit exactly where the torch is, you know, where Lady Liberty is holding up the torch, and you could see lightning struck there. I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. And then also, we're on the eve of the eclipse, and, you know, there are different things that have been said concerning that, and even people relating it to things that have been said in Scripture about, you know, what I read, you know, about the sun and the moon and the darkening of the sun. So, I mean, we're in a very interesting time, people. We're in a time where you can expect to look up and see anything. You know, also,
you know, my son brought to the attention, to my attention, how this, I'm sure you all have probably heard about it, some of it, anyway, concerning the cargo ship or whatever it was that was bringing things in and how it, you know, it crashed into the bridge. And, you know, I think it's a main or major thoroughfare to bring things in that is going to be cut off. So they're going to have to find different ways to direct things in, which is interesting, too, when I think about, you know, just watching that movie last night brought to mind about, you know, the things that happened to Egypt when they defied the God of Israel, the God, the only true and living God. And it just let me know that when we have a stout heart against God, we're really opening ourselves up to things. And I think of America and how we've changed over the centuries and how our hearts of many in this nation have become stout against God. And then it like opened the door for things to begin to transpire. And as I was watching that last night and reading the word and then seeing what's happening in our nation, it's like, have we as a nation become so stout-hearted that we've actually opened the door for these things to begin to happen even more prevalent than they were before? And also that New York has experienced an earthquake of 4.8, and someone was making reference to that today, that the earthquake, the Statue of Liberty, and then 4.8 earthquake on, you know, days before 4.8 of the eclipse. I mean, it's like all of these things, you know, it's like, God, what is really happening? What are you saying to us as a nation? We need to repent. I believe that's what he's saying. And it was like, it was so interesting that I chose to see that movie last night, and I related it to what we're dealing with here as a people here on earth, and how Pharaoh was so stout-hearted against the will of God. I mean, he allowed people to die that he could have just bowed, but it does say that God hardened his heart. And, you know, even as we harden our hearts, you know, it becomes easier for your heart to be hardened when you don't make things right. And so all of this is just going on in my mind tonight, guys. I'm really all over the place, but, you know, it's just been on my mind so much about what we are dealing with as a nation of people. Where are we in this place and what God has taken us, you know, what we need to do and how we need to, you know, get on track. And I'm just throwing out this tonight that people of God, let us begin to pray more and fast more for our nation and for this nation of people, that they will be able to understand where we are on this timeline and that we need to get these things in order. So anyway, I just want to throw that out. It looks like I better move fast because I have not heard back as far as this show not ending soon. So anyway, let me go ahead and play one more song, and then I'm going to go ahead and take calls. But I just threw that out there because anyone who wants to just talk about it, please, you know, just talk about it. All right?
I'm turning in your favor. Watch him work it for your good. He's not done with what he started. He's not done until it's good. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. creature you are. Sin, this is not my story. You are, and heartbreak's not my home. You are, death is not the end. You are.
Future. So it doesn't matter what's going on out there today, people. We have Jesus, and that's our hope. That's our security. That's where we are. Hallelujah. So, amen. There is a lot going on, but we know what's really going on, and it's the position we have in God. It's our relationship with Him that's going to get us through this situation, the situations in this earth today. There's no other way. That's it. That's it. All right, so let's go ahead and start taking calls. And let me start here with 954-580. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hello. Good evening, Prophetess Angela Joy. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you tonight?
I am well, thank you. God is good.
He is good. Yes, He is. All right, well, let's pray for you, Carolyn, and you're going to believe
Thank
God
you.
For doing what He needs to do in your life. Father God, we just thank You for Carolyn tonight. We thank You, Lord, for even as I begin to say your name, I saw like a funnel over you, and it's like there's like a funnel that God has opened up that He wants to pour into you the things that you desire from Him. Not just material things, but because I see it in the heavenlies, and I see it like an open area. Like even when you look at like a tornado funnel like that, and in the middle of it, of course, is peace. And it looks like God is placing this in your life to drop and to flow into through you to give you what you need for whatever it is. Like I said, not just, I don't sense so much material as it could be connected with what He will do first spiritually, but it's almost like a spiritual funnel that God is placing over you where He can get to you what you need to get through for what you need. And because of this thing and this funnel of Him downloading into you these things, you will be able to see the manifestation of some things asked for, some things hoped for, some things believed for, because it's almost like I feel like God is wanting to let you know to be extremely sensitive in this season on what He's going to say to you, how He's going to download into you, how He's going to release into you information, direction, peace, joy, hope that will be able to funnel in and cause the manifestation of things you have hoped for, things you have believed for, So, Lord, we thank you tonight that she will be in position to receive what God is offering, what he's delivering, what he's bringing through that funnel, that she will be able to see the manifestation as she receives it into her spirit man. So, Lord, we thank you for that tonight. It makes me think about something that had happened to me some years ago. I had a reoccurring dream for a very long time where I saw these cargo ships come in, and they were these long, like, barges, and they were black, and they had things on them. And I remember I saw this dream pretty repetitious. It was pretty repetitious for a number of years, a good while. And I remember the spirit, and I was like, I remember questioning God, like, what's coming? And I was like, how are they moving? And it was like the Lord, I guess he let me know it's moving by the Spirit of God, but it's moving by the faith that you have to draw those things in. And I was like, wow, you know, your faith propels what I'm bringing. And I remember seeing these cargo ships, and I was afar off, and I was looking at them, and they kept, you know, they were just going. And it was like, you are to be in position the next time that you see them come. And in my spirit, man, now, I saw these things recently, and I felt that the Lord was saying, it is now for you to be in position to receive what I'm offering you, what I'm giving you. And so I feel like along the same lines, your faith is going to draw this stuff into you, Carolyn. It's going to draw it in, and then you will be able to see the manifestation of what God is doing in your life. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. So how are you tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. It is very encouraging because I have been praying to God over a few things, and I am expecting him to move in regards to them. So, yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, it was, and so after a while, you know, with those, the situation with those cargo ships, I stopped really even, I mean, that happened like years ago. And I saw them pretty regularly, you know, for a number of years, it looks like, maybe a few years. And then I just stopped even thinking about it because I remember I wrote it down, and I don't even think I've came across it. It just came up in my mind recently that I saw these ships again, and it was like, I felt the Lord was saying, you are in position now to get these things. And because I remember the last time when I saw it, it was like the Lord says, be in position when they come by to receive what I have for you. And it was, he basically was telling me my faith was drawing that in. So like when I saw that funnel, it was like, you continue in that stance, in that state of drawing and pulling on things that are coming through that funnel. That thing that God has placed over you for you to draw out of so that you can receive. And but that's a pretty good word.
Amen. Amen. It's a timely word too.
Praise God. Is there anything you want to share? I mean, I was talking all over the place tonight because I got thrown off. I was looking at the computer here when it says 90 seconds, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's getting ready to set off already, so let me get some people on. But anything you feel like you want to share tonight about what season, you know, you feel like we're in as far as what's happening in the earth? Had you heard anything about some of the things I mentioned?
Well, what I do know is that the Lord has been speaking to me in regards to us being prepared. So we have to walk with a level of consciousness each and every day, being prepared. Ephesians chapter 6 speaks about us putting on the whole armor of God that now more than ever, we ought to ensure that we are totally armored in regards to just being ready to be on the battlefield at any time. Just being
at
ready
any time.
To, yes. It's just a matter of being ready. It's like we're in an unprecedented time. It's so many things
mm-hmm.
are lurking. So many things
yes.
are in the horizon. But we ought not to fear because
mm-hmm.
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love for ourselves. So we ought
Amen.
Not to be fearful. We just have to ensure that we are like those five wise virgins.
Yes.
So that whatever happens, we are not taken unaware. So it's
mm-hmm.
having a heightened consciousness and a level of total preparedness. It's about building our relationship with God more than ever,
yeah.
having, dwelling in that secret place, abiding in Him, just being so close to God. The Bible says that He reveals His secrets to His friend. So when we share that intimacy with Christ, He's able to share with us the things that will be unfolding, whatever
mm-hmm.
that needs to have us being totally prepared for what may come, He will reveal it unto us once we have that closeness with Him and once we are walking in alignment. So the time is now more than ever to ensure that we are totally rooted and grounded in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just be casual. We can't just settle for mediocrity. That won't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time for us to go to higher dimension in Christ, to seek the face of Christ, to just have His that relationship that will propel us to be so bold. He says that the righteous is as bold as a lion. We will need
yes.
that boldness in this season. So we have to walk in His authority, and if we are not staying in the Word of God, if we are not meditating on His Word, being in prayer, praying without ceasing, then we won't be able to exercise our authority when situation arises. So that's what the Lord has been speaking to me about. So it's just about coming into alignment and just having a greater relationship with Him and being totally prepared, irrespective of the outcome of what may transpire in this year or in the years to come.
Yes, amen, amen. And you know what? Sometimes... you know, I'm going back to Moses. It's like, you know, sometimes we get so focused in on our mistakes that we let the enemy, will allow the enemy to trick us out of, you know, being in place and position to carry on what God has given us. Because as I was thinking about Moses, I mean, it's really been on me since I saw that. Then I went back and I kind of looked at some things in Scripture, and it was like, you know, he made a lot of mistakes. I mean, he was a murderer. He had problems. He had an impediment of some sort. Felt like he wasn't equipped. You know, how many times do we feel like we're not equipped to do what God has called us to do? And then we start to entertain the lie of the enemy and back away from what God has called us to do. We make mistakes. We do things that aren't pleasing to God. But as you mentioned, you know, we need to be quick to repent and realize that this is not just about us. You know, this man was placed in that nation to be a leader, to lead people out. How many people are looking to you, to me, to others, to be who God called them to be so that you could be a conduit and get people to the place that God is calling them to? And so I thought about that, because the enemy really will try to make you feel like you're just not worthy, that you don't have what you need
And we don't in our own flesh. We don't. But we do have what we need, like you're saying, staying connected to God. Staying, because he hasn't called us to walk in fear. He hasn't called us to not be bold and courageous concerning the things of God. And the enemy will try to snatch that from us and say we're not equipped. God can't give us enough. The devil is a liar. He can give us everything we need to be who he's called us to be. And so many people, it seems like they're willing to abort what God has given them. You know, Moses could have aborted what God told him to do because he felt like he wasn't good enough. I've made mistakes. I can't talk well. I don't feel comfortable talking or something like that. But he persevered, and because of that, a whole nation was led out of captivity. You know, how many times have God told us to do something that we could affect somebody's life to be called out of captivity? Because we're not walking in fear. We're going to walk in the faith that God has implanted in us to go out and do what he's called us to do. And that's where we have to be in this season, Carolyn, as you were talking. We have to be that type of people today. Because there's a lot that's going to come at us. There's a lot that's going to come to try to cause us to venture off to some other direction. But we cannot.
Amen.
We have to be strong. We have to be courageous. We have to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. We've got to be rooted and grounded in the knowledge of God, that he is who he says that he is. Because it's not just about us. It's about him and what he wants to do in and
Amen.
Through us for his glory. So that just made me excited, what you were talking about. And so anyway, but yeah, it's that time that God has chosen you and I and others to be a part of, because, I mean, people can just kind of think, oh, well, this is just, and even what we've learned here and what Prophet Randy has shared here in regards to, I know you're probably familiar with the red heifers and that were flown over to Israel. If I'm not mistaken, somebody told me last week that they actually had slaughtered them already, and they'd already sacrificed them like about a week ago. So that's really significant. Just the whole fact of them being flown over to Israel, but if they've already been sacrificed, that's very significant. And then the other things that he's been mentioning, and you know, involving the Rothschilds and that kind of thing. I mean, we're living in some, if you really want to be excited about something, we can be excited that God has chosen us to be a part of what he's doing. I mean, there's going to be perilous times, but he's chosen us to be a part of what he's going to do. So it's exciting. Thanks so much for sharing.
You're welcome. Amen.
Yeah, it's a God thing. Amen, amen. Anything particular that you wanted prayer for?
Yes, thank you. May you kindly agree with me in prayer for my nephew's father-in-law. He has not been doing well.
Who is it?
My nephew's father-in-law.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, he is stage 4 in his diagnosis of cancer. I'm trusting God still for his intervention and his healing.
Amen.
So I just need you to agree with me in prayer in regards to him. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, Father, you know the request. You hear the request, and you are still God. You haven't moved. You haven't changed. You're still the same. And my God, you are still a God of miracles. You are a God of miracles. And, Lord, there are miracles throughout the Bible that we can refer to. The woman with the issue of blood, my God, she was healed by just touching the rim of the garment. And, God, we thank you, Lord, that you're a God of miracles in our world, with even nature, like you parted the Red Sea, that the people of Israel could walk through on dry land. You are a God of miracles. And so I am in agreement with my sister tonight that you still work miracles. And it doesn't matter where we are or what the doctors say. God can still do what he wants to do concerning performing miracles. So I'm in agreement with this. I thank you, Lord, that you will be merciful and that you will walk with this person in a way that they will understand the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, and their faith will be in God and not in man. So, Lord, we thank you for that, that that is where our faith is. That is where it will remain. That's where it is now, as I agree with my sister Carolyn concerning the situation and this diagnosis of cancer. We trust you, God. There is nothing too hard for God, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, and you have a wonderful night and a blessed week.
All right, you too. Look forward to talking to you later.
Thank you.
All right, good night, Carolyn.
Amen. Good night.
Bye. All righty. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. He's a good, faithful God. Hallelujah. Let's go to our next caller, 734-672.
Hi, Angela Joy. It's Jennifer from Michigan.
Hi, Jennifer from Michigan.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? I'm doing well.
I'm good.
How are
you? How are you doing?
I am doing
Sorry,
pretty
my
good.
Phone is a little,
yeah, well,
a little
I'm
feedback.
Used to that.
Okay.
I get this all the time. When I work, you know, these people, they're thinking like, is she not hearing me or is she slow or what? All the time when I'm on the phone with talking to people is like, well, it's awesome to hear from you. So let's just pray for you, and then we can see what's going on. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Lord, we just thank you tonight for Jennifer. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the freshness and like dew from heaven, Lord, for her. Thank you, Lord, for the refreshing, the dew. It's like I heard dew from heaven. And like it was just a mist, and that you were just, you know, in the midst of picking and seeing and feeling the refreshing, the dew from heaven to be on your life and on what you're doing and on your family. So, Lord, we thank you tonight as she basks in that. She continues to refresh in that. She'll continue to just let it just saturate her being, this dew from heaven, this refreshing, this glory that, and it's almost like I sense to say to you that, Jennifer, it's almost like you have created, in a sense, this environment that has attracted the dew from heaven. I don't know what that means. I don't know how that connects, but it's almost like I feel the Lord saying, you have created this environment, this atmosphere that has attracted the refreshing, that has attracted the dew to rain on you. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. As she continues to create the atmosphere, as you lead and guide her, I don't know, it just sounds really odd, but that's what I kind of sense, that you have invited this atmosphere in, and it has created this refreshing that is like the dew from heaven, a mist in your life to refresh you. So, Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Wow, thank you. Yeah, that's definitely needed. A refreshing is definitely needed. So I received that.
Okay, well, praise God. So what is going on?
Oh, you know, just, just working and, lots of stuff going on in the world, as you were just talking about, and just a lot of stuff going on with everybody. I mean, just like everyone around me, there's just crazy stuff, crazy situations, It's like, we just need Jesus, you know?
We
That's
do.
All I can say.
But it's, yeah. And so many people don't realize that we do. That's the unfortunate thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So many people,
right.
They're clueless. So, like,
yes.
it amazes me. It really, really amazes me about how clueless the world is toward what we're experiencing. I mean, do you think it was some kind of instant that lightning would strike the torch? I mean, you can see it actually striking the torch of liberty. You know,
when did it do that?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that part.
Oh, yeah, I think it happened maybe a day or two ago. Well, the Statue of Liberty, lightning struck it. There are pictures, you know, I saw on the internet, and it's exactly at the torch where she's holding up the torch. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. And of course, then, you know, you think about what that particular thing represents to America. And who are we that we are not taking notice of this stuff, you know? And then you think about the fact also New York has experienced an earthquake around the same time. I don't know if it was the same day or not. I just happened to pull this stuff up, and I don't know. I know it's both are recent, like within a day or two or something like that, both things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's like
yeah.
God is speaking to us as a nation, you know. He's speaking to us. And, you know, of course you know about the eclipse. I'm sure you're probably seeing information on that. So, I mean, there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand that the first eclipse crossed over it's 7 years apart. I heard Prophet Randy talking about it the other night, but I had been researching it over the last several weeks. A friend of mine had sent me some information on it, and that was about a month or two ago. And it's basically been 7 years, the last eclipse. And when the first eclipse, the path, it crossed over seven cities that had the latter part of Salem, or whatever you say. It was seven cities, and I forgot. I didn't write down as far as what that meant. I don't know what I did with it. And then this particular eclipse, it will cross over seven cities that have the name Nineveh. And then and then one of the cities, from what I understand, that it will be crossing over, it is called Rapture. And that's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, you know, with all of this stuff happening at the same time. And I've been noticing a lot of, like, you know, different things concerning things in the air. And it's just been the last 6 months have been very interesting with what's going on in the world and in the atmosphere that we live in. All of this. So if anybody can't see that there's something going on, I don't know, they must be blind or something.
Yeah. Yes, there's definitely something going on, and I know people are talking about it, and I know there's also people who are saying, "Oh, it's nothing." I definitely think there's just something weird going on. And
yeah,
like you said, the earthquake, I mean, 4.8, I mean.
Isn't that amazing?
That is just so weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 4.8.
I can't even believe that.
Yeah, I just brought it up. I'm looking at the picture now. Actually, it's on my page, so you could see it. But I've got a picture of the Statue of Liberty, and I've got a picture of, of them. It was the news media announcing the earthquake.
And I don't know if somebody, they have a picture which showed actually the inside of someone's home, like shaking stuff, shaking. So, yeah, that was on. Let me see. Yeah, that was, I was trying to see what day it happened. If it says, April 5th. Okay, so it happened April 5th was the earthquake. Mm. And then, let's see, lightning strikes. What is that? I was trying to see, I don't know if it was the same day or not. But, yeah, I mean, this is, you can't make stuff up like this. This just happens, you know. And then, of course,
right.
You know, like we said, 4.8, and then tomorrow is April 8th, 4-8, you know, for the
mm-hmm.
eclipse. I know I've heard that, like, in, well, not where I live, but in South Carolina, the state over, it's been reported that several, and they did this a while back, I don't know if it had anything to do with the eclipse, but several of their schools districts will be closed tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I did hear that. I heard a lot of schools will be closed.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. I've never known, well, we don't have them that often, but I don't remember the last time school closing for that. But then also, have you heard of NASA and CERN? They're going to be doing testing tomorrow, and that it is reported that NASA will be sending up rockets toward the sun during the full eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
So, isn't that?
I did hear
that's
that.
To me, that's weird. Yeah, it's on there too. So I've got it's got the.
Okay.
I think CERN is with Switzerland, if I'm not mistaken. And I think it's similar in comparison to NASA. It's kind of like the same thing. And
right.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, I don't know. So weird. Why would you want to send up rockets toward the sun during the eclipse?
Yeah. It sounds a little strange, if you ask me. But
a little strange, yes. Ask me, very strange.
And
right.
Some people are.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you said what?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say some people, or I think they're telling people to not go anywhere tomorrow, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Telling people to stay home.
A few weeks ago, maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was doing the show, and I know Angela called in, and then, let's see, somebody else called in. Why is this just popped up on my phone? Anyway, Angela called in, and I can't remember who else was on the line, but we were talking about it then, and how, they've heard, about maybe staying in your home, all kinds of stuff. I mean, I don't know the take on all of this. And then there's been a lot about, maybe affecting the some sort of grid that's going to affect, the internet and all of that. So it's a lot of something out about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that's why some schools are closed. But we will see. We don't have, I think I was listening to Google just a little while ago. I was asking as far as like the time. I think it's going to start around noon, and then it will maybe by 1 something central time, it's supposed to be in complete totality. I was thinking it was later than that, but I think they said like about 1:30 is full totality of covering, the sun. Yep. So anyway,
we will find out.
Eastern? Is Michigan Eastern or Central?
Yeah, it's Eastern. I think we're
Eastern.
Close to like 3 p.m. is when we're supposed to have totality.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But then that's what I heard. I heard between like 3:30, something like that.
Oh, okay. So yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah, because I'm Eastern as well. So okay, I got it. So they were talking about in reference to Central Time Zone, which is an hour behind.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, I've heard a lot of people. I mean, there was some guy I kind of frowned on it a little bit because I was thinking merchandising. So there was one guy I heard. He was talking about he was selling these beeswax candles and oil, and he was saying something about like anoint your door and, you know, have these beeswax candles. I guess the beeswax candles are supposed to last longer than, you know, the normal burning of a candle. And he was selling this stuff, and I was like, I hope he's not trying to merchandise this stuff. This is terrible. I mean, you're trying to make money off of it?
Right.
you're a passenger. And you're selling the beeswax candles and the oil, and you're selling it? And he was like, we've got bunches of it, and get your order in now. Like, oh, my God.
Wow.
I don't know about all of that. I know. I was like, made me think about some of the things Prophet Randy says about merchandising, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you want to bless somebody, that's different. But if you're trying to, you know, make a profit off of the eclipse,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I tell you, this world.
Yeah,
this
I know.
World.
Wow.
Yeah, so, anyway, well, at least you heard some things. Yeah, I've heard quite a bit on the different things. So we will, like you said, we will know tomorrow.
We will find out. Yeah. And I personally don't think there's anything wrong with anointing the door anointing the house. But I actually, that reminds me, I should do that.
Yeah.
Just to,
well,
you know,
some months ago. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely need to do that. I mean, we did it, you know, a while back, but probably should do it again. I heard there was some pastor, this was like 4 months ago now, he had a video saying that the Lord told him that something was coming, and he didn't know exactly what it was, but he said, like, he had a dream to anoint your yard, like, to just get oil and just pour it in your yard, pour it around your driveway, pour it on your street, and, like, all over the place. And I was like, wow, that's pretty, you know, intense, but I guess that makes sense. I mean, if there is something coming, it doesn't hurt to anoint everything around you, you know, so anoint your yard.
Well,
your
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, some months ago, you know, I'm a part of this prayer ministry, and we went and we anointed the county lines that border our state. Not our state, our county. So we did that.
Wow.
We did that maybe about 6 months ago. The lady that's over the prayer ministry, she felt the Lord had led her to, you know, have us go and anoint the county line. So my particular county, I think it's either 7 county lines or 8 county lines. We ended up going to all of them. I didn't go to all of them with them. I think I ended up going to about 3 or 4 with them. And but there was a group for each one that went and anointed the county line and to repent for the sins of our county and for the state. That's what we did. And then we took a little stake that had like a little vial in there that we poured oil in, and we hammered it into the each county line. That represented each county line, and to take back the ground, you know, for the Lord's work to be done, and what the people who had come here to Georgia, what they came with for the declaration of the state
to be submitted to God, we went out and we proclaimed that over the land, and we put in the stakes of oil on each county line. And we had vials left of oil, and we each, I think most of us did, I know I did, I took vials of oil, and I did on each four corners of my property. So that was about 6 months ago. So who knows, maybe God was preparing us, not knowing what this was all about, you know, to be prepared and to stake our land for God even then. You know, we were doing it as an act of, you know, letting the enemy know, you know, we're setting the line here. So, yeah, but I still led, and it's funny that, you know, I hadn't thought about it early because I really had planned on it to go out again and just anoint the doorpost and my window. And I didn't, but I will get up in the morning or if I'm not going out there tonight, but I'll do my front door, my back door. But, yeah, I mean, they can call us crazy if they want. I don't care what you call me.
Right.
I just make sure you call me a child of God because that's what I want to be. But, hey, I mean, when you think about, and as I was mentioning, have you seen that movie on Netflix or do you have Netflix?
Which movie? I have Netflix.
The one I don't even watch TV. So I just was here by myself last night, which was a rare case because usually I have a grandchild over or something. So I had gone to a farm earlier in the day with my son and we got some plants and stuff. So I went and he took, you know, he said he wasn't going to plant his at his house. He was too tired. So I came home and I got busy in the yard and I started, you know, planting stuff. And I was so exhausted when I came in, I just kind of said, I'm going to watch a movie. So I got me a big bag of popcorn and a soda, which I normally don't. So I had movie and a popcorn, you know, movie with popcorn. And I immediately, when I turned the television on and went to Netflix, the Moses thing, documentary thing came up. And it was really awesome. And it wasn't just like the movie, you know, with that guy. Who was that man back in the day that did the movie? Charleston Heston or something? I don't know. It's something like that. And this, I mean, they had rabbis. They had pastors, they had theologians, they had people throughout the movie interjecting biblical reference to what went on in the Exodus. It was so interesting. I mean, I came out with this like, wow, you know, like, wow. And so when you think about like, the things that God told them to do, like place the blood over the doorpost. And they had a scene in there where they were showing people, you know, and even I didn't even realize, and maybe I'd read it, I don't remember, that even Moses' mother, who adopted him, she went out with them. She left with them, you know, and it was just really, really interesting. And how, you know, how that might have looked, and it was. It was silly to the Egyptians for them to think, you know, what are they doing? And then how stout Pharaoh's heart was against what God was saying he needed to do. It was just so amazing to me just to visualize this thing going on. I mean, we read it, but to see it, you know, more in a documentary form, to know that, you know, God was warning and warning and warning and how he became more and more stiff-necked against God. And I think about us as Americans and America, how God is warning and warning and warning, and we're becoming more stiff-necked against what God is saying to do, how we're laughing and mocking these things. I mean, I see some comments that people make about the things that people are believing God to do and how they mock it, like, you know, like we're crazy. And so I was like, wow, you know. That's the time we're in. He experienced that also, you know. The people of Israel did. You know, they were looked at a little crazy. Noah was looked at as crazy when he said, let's build the ark, you know. They hadn't even seen rain.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
that's who we are called to be. We're different, peculiar. So
right.
When we know we're outside of the box, that's where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what else is going on with you, Jennifer? I know, I see that you have, he's done some things. You want to share?
Yeah. Well, we, I think I told you maybe last time I talked to you, we got a home.
Right.
Finally purchased a home, and yeah, just been kind of doing some light renovations on that. And yeah, I mean, that's about it. I mean, we're just thanking God that he provided us a home, and after all that time of searching and competing with these people who supposedly had thousands upon thousands of dollars extra to pay for houses.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, he's faithful, and, you know, we were able to get in right. I think the market had just slowed down just a little bit for some reason. I don't even remember why. I think the rates kind of went up a little bit.
Yeah,
so
they did. I think, yeah. Yeah, are they down now?
Yeah. They're going down a little bit, not too much. But, I mean, I heard the other day that people are still overbidding on houses. So
really?
We just made an offer on the house and gave them what, you know, the list price, what they wanted. And there were other offers on it, but they picked us, and they said they had higher offers than our offer, but they picked us because apparently they had security cameras and they saw that we were a young family and, you know,
aww,
they were a young family or something, and they saw we had, you know, a little child, and they picked us for that reason. We didn't even give them the highest offer. So that
was
God.
Well, I just remember. Yeah, I just remember that seemed like throughout the time we were praying for your home and everything, it was almost like I just can remember saying that God said he had what he wanted. You just had to rest in the fact that he was going to do it. And it's almost like confirming that you didn't have to do anything really different or have the most money or anything. When God says that was yours, that was yours.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And it just cut everybody else off. I don't know if you heard me mention earlier about the show cutting off early and everybody dropped off. So it's gone.
Oh,
yeah, I think probably,
they did.
He didn't set it. I don't think he set it for the full time, or it didn't take in the system. So all the calls just dropped. It's just you and I.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I think I had about 3 or 4 more people on, and some dropped off earlier. I had two, it was a few more, and then they dropped off. But now everybody's gone. But anyway, so it was just, that's just an awesome thing, because it confirms that, you know, God had exactly what you needed, and he knew exactly where, you know, the people who had what you needed and what you wanted. And look at that.
Right.
I mean, you saying that, that just like, wow, it was just you. It was for you.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. It was just for
you. I know.
And it just makes
me
think about, like, what God has. There's a song out that I used to love that says, what God has for me is for me. You know, you can't take it. Somebody can't take it. Nothing can happen except for me standing in faith, believing that whatever God has for me is for me.
Right.
So praise God. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah. I know. God is so good.
And the interesting part of that, the interesting part about that is that you heard that. I mean, you are a witness to the fact that because you all are who you are is because is the reason you received what you received. And, I mean, I don't know whether these people, you know, it's almost like God, I believe he puts a special something on his people that will attract what he has for them to them. So what you had on you attracted them to you. They think, you know, and it was because they're a young family, but we know that God has there are things going on that people don't even understand nor see. And what was on you attracted them to, and it was God. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing.
Well, I'm glad
I
you
know.
Have that. You know, that's a great testimony. And just to, just the feeling of being able to be, like, you know, secure in a place that, you know, God has directed you to, it's an awesome feeling, because I feel that about where I live. You know, I know that where God put me is where he wanted me to be. And that was it. I mean, I know I'm in this house because God gave me this house. And it was what he wanted me to have. And because I didn't have, you know, much money. I don't know if I told you, but when I moved into my house, I didn't, I mean, it required some work, and it's still some work that needs to be done. But who walks into a house with no money down, and only thing I ever paid was $300 on paperwork?
Wow.
No closing costs. I had gotten approved for a loan. And the stipulations with the loan, you think, oh, who's going to do this? The buyer, the seller would have to pay the closing costs, and it'd be a no money down situation. And so, and a certain amount, you know, a price range. Well, when I first talked to the guy about it, he was like, no, I want this, and I'm not paying the closing costs. And maybe like a week later, he calls and says, okay, I'll agree. You're already pre-approved. And I'll pay the closing costs. And I think the processing fee for the attorney and all of that was like $300 and something.
Wow.
And no money down.
That's a good deal.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, okay. And I knew that only could have happened because God wanted me to have it. You know. So.
Right.
You know, we live, hey, you are living testimony to God being faithful to, you know, his word, and he came through. And even with your situation with your sleep and all of that, look what God
did. And that too. Yep, he completely healed that and gave me the wisdom and showed me, you know, what doctors to go to. And actually, I went to a lot of, like, regular doctors, and I mean, they couldn't figure it out, and I, you know, I had to kind of go to, like, natural, more natural doctors, and they were the ones who were able to figure it out. So.
Yeah, so whatever happened with that, because I remember you were talking about some natural things that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
So you ended up going to doctors that basically referred you to stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's something, a hormone called cortisol. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Cortisol,
right.
Before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the stress hormone. And my cortisol levels were so high from stress, I guess. And they just, they wouldn't go down. They just kept coming up and, like, all through the night. And supposedly your cortisol levels are supposed to go down at night so you can sleep. And mine just
right.
didn't go down at all. They just kept staying up all day, 24 hours a day. And
mm-hmm.
my body was just pumping the stress hormone, like the, is it the fight or flight mode? It just,
right.
It wouldn't
and
stop.
I think that helps too. I think I've heard that in relation to with weight gain too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helps
with the cortisol.
Everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry about my dog.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. So
I have dogs.
They, yeah, they had, you know, to put me on some supplements that lowered it. Because even like the sleep, you know, sleep medication from the doctor didn't work. Nothing worked.
Right.
And the doctors were like, we don't know what's wrong. We don't know why none of this is working. And it's, you know, because they weren't treating the root cause, which was the cortisol. They were just trying to make my body sleep, and
right.
my body wasn't going to sleep unless they lowered that cortisol. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was a big, I mean, I was sleeping maybe 1 hour, 2 hours a night,
Yeah, I remember.
And it wasn't even good. It wasn't even good sleep. So.
Oh, I remember. I remember.
Yeah. Are you sleeping better?
You know,
because weren't you?
Yeah, I am. I mean, yeah, I'm, you know, mine is kind of, I think I may have mentioned it to you before, but my situation with my sleep sometimes, it relates to seasonal changes. So, like, when we went to daylight savings time recently, or is that what we went to? Yes. my body has to get regulated to that. And see, my thing is, too, I work till 11 o'clock at night.